I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension's Brazos Valley Injury Prevention Coalition is bringing awareness through their Please Be Seated campaign. Please Be Seated is a program sponsored by TAMU AgriLife Extension, Brazos Valley Injury Prevention Coalition, and the Texas Department of Transportation. We spoke with program coordinator Mary Jo Prince.
The purpose of the Please Be Seated campaign is to save lives of our most precious resources, and that is our children who travel the roads and the vehicles with those that are driving them.
So what is the Please Be Seated campaign? What's the mission? What's the idea behind it?
Okay. The mission of the Please Be Seated campaign is to actually bring awareness to those that may not be knowledgeable or have access to the laws of Texas when it involves our children in the vehicles of which they're driving. The law actually states for the state of Texas that children under the age of 8, unless they're taller than 4'9", need to be in a child safety seat there in the vehicle, and that's according to the manufacturer's instructions. Of course, there are so many different seats out there today that each one has its own guidelines and parameters for keeping our children safe. So many of the cars and vehicles that we see without children in restrained seating, we tend to think that it's probably just a matter of not knowing what the law is. And Please Be Seated allows us to send the information to those that may need updates and just reminders of how important it is to keep our children safe, not only because it's the law, but because we want to reduce injuries and fatalities on our highways and streets, especially around Bryan College Station and in the Brazos Valley.
So, Mary Jo, if someone sees a child riding unrestrained in another vehicle, what should that person do?
Well, we have a couple of options for them. Our motorists and those that do drive around Bryan College Station are free to pick up what is called the Please Be Seated Brazos Valley cards, and they are available at most of our law enforcement locations and our TxDOT offices in Bryan. And it's a very simple process that you can complete and fill out the card. And all of that basically asks for is the license plate of the car in which you saw the unrestrained child or children, the date you were cited, the location, and this possibly major intersection or even parking lots that you might have seen the violation occur. Complete that and indicate that, you know, a few other details, and all you have to do is drop that in the mail. Postage not required. Drop it in the mail, and it actually comes back to our office here at Brazos Valley Injury Prevention Coalition. Or you can also visit the website of our website, and it will give you that information as well. And what we want to, an important message we'd like to share too, that when someone sends in the card, it's not a matter of us sending a citation or DPSing the citation. It's just a means for us to provide them with additional information, about the laws of transporting children in their vehicles, but also where they may access resources for those that may be financially challenged or need help in getting additional car seats, child safety seats for their children. Because through the help of TxDOT and A&M AgriLife Extension and Passenger Safety and Brazos Valley Injury Prevention Programs, we have access to locations and opportunities for them to secure seats for them. We know that, again, financial challenges can sometimes be prohibitive in the areas of safety, but there are resources out there that can help them with that, and we can provide them with those opportunities.
Tools and resources,
yeah.
So Mary Jo, some people may respond to this campaign by saying, it's none of my business what someone else is doing with their child. Why should I kind of rat them out? What is your response to people that may feel that way?
Well, I think anytime you can ensure the safety and security of children, whether they're your own or somebody else's, we're doing our part in contributing to the safety and security of our community. Children don't have a choice when it comes to deciding whether to put them, themselves. They don't have the knowledge and the wherewithal to know to put themselves in a car seat or even how to put themselves in a car seat. And like every other area of safety and security, this is just as important for us to, because, like many times our own parents have said, it's not you that we don't trust, it's the other guy. We can anticipate what's going to happen on the roadways and on the highways and streets of Bryan College Station and in the Brazos Valley. So it's up to us to invest in our young people, not only once they, they get to school and go farther, but putting them in the, it's our obligation. It's our obligation and to, protect the children because we want them to be able to live full and productive lives and be members and of the community, contributing members in the community to, as they get older. So it's the least that we can do to ensure the safety and security of our children, both on the in Texas, in the Brazos Valley, and across the country, because we know families take vacations, they go visit relatives, and we want to make every driving experience the most enjoyable, both for the parents and for the children. I can only imagine what it would mean to lose a child because we didn't make the choice to safely secure them in their child safety seats. That's not a burden or something that that anybody wants to live with, whether you take the life of someone else's child or that we could have done something, taken one more step to secure the children in their safety seats. It's been proven that child safety seats are up to 71% effective in preventing deaths and injuries, but they must be used and used correctly in order to save those lives. And it's a small investment that we as parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles can make into safety and securing the lives of our children.
Well, Mary Jo, you mentioned the postcards are available around town, but give me that website one more time where people can go to make the report or get more information.
Sure. It's, of course, www.brazosvalleyinjuryprevention.tamu.edu.
Okay. Anything else you would like to add today about the Please Be Seated campaign before I let you go?
We would like to share with your listeners that there is an opportunity on April the 7th there at the Target parking lot in Bryan. We will be having a child safety checkup event from 8:30 until 11 where anyone can come in, get in line early, the line starts to form early, to have your current child safety seats checked to make sure that they are fitted appropriately and adequately, and to make sure it is the right seat for children. You can come in, you fill out a basic information form. There will be certified technicians on site to check those seats. Children must be present in order to make sure that they are the right seats. And in the event for some reason that seat is outdated or it has been in a crash or somehow otherwise affected due to travel, then we can make available seats to replace those seats that are outdated or not usable anymore. Also, if expectant moms are near delivery, near their due date, then we can also offer them advice. And if they've secured their seats already, then we can make sure that they are installed properly prior to the arrival of their their new bundles of joy. But that is, again, April the 7th at the Target parking lot in Bryan. And we invite everyone to come in and check out those seats, make sure they are still usable. And if not, we'll make sure that they are fitted with the right seat for their children.
Thanks again to Program Coordinator Mary Jo Prince for visiting with us today. Again, that website is brazosvalleyinjuryprevention.tamu.edu. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.